This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Today, joining me here on the Community Matters program are Sue Nielsen and Wesley Ramsey from the Penn Soil Resource Conservation and Development Council. And Wesley, you are the executive director of the council. So what I'm kind of wondering to start off this conversation is, first of all, what is this council? And before we started recording, you mentioned that you guys cover 8 counties. Would you mind going through the whole list of all the different counties that you guys cover?
Yeah, that's not a problem, Aaron. Just to give you a little bit of background, this organization actually started back in 1964, and it was an outgrowth of a federal USDA program for resource conservation and development, where groups would get together to work across county lines and probably even state lines. And it was a national program that was federally funded, but it was also kind of a partnership between the federal government and the nonprofit world. So that worked great for a long time. USDA furnished a lot of funding. They furnished a person to actually work on projects and a lot of the technical expertise.
Wow.
Eventually, as things go with government programs, sometimes they lost the funding for the program itself in 2011. And at that point, Penn Soil became a standalone 501c3 charitable organization.
Oh, wow. Now, when we look at that and we talk about you guys operating as a 501c3, one of the things that really we need to kind of talk about then is it takes a lot of funding to be able to do some of these big projects that you guys do. And that's actually something that I was kind of curious about. Do you have different fundraising events that take place throughout the year, or are you part of any of the larger events?
Well, we're not a big part of large fundraising events really at this point. And I think kind of skipped over your initial question about the counties that we covered.
Oh, you're good. So
in 1964, it started out that it was Crawford, Mercer, and Venango counties. And one of our first big projects was building the 2 Mile Run Dam, which is actually a flood control project that turned into Venango County State Park.
Oh, wow.
So it created like a 250-acre lake to prevent flooding downstream. So
that's so cool.
But it started out as those three counties. A few years later, Erie County, a couple others joined in, and eventually we got to be 8 counties, which now includes Lawrence, Mercer, Crawford, Erie, Warren, Venango, Forest, and Clarion County.
Wow, that's a really large area. It's a large part of this whole state of Pennsylvania that you guys cover with that. And when we look at that, actually, that's one of the things that I wanted to just break down a little bit. When we look at even just Warren County, before we started recording, you gave me a little list here of the projects that you guys have supported in Warren County, and the list is immense and it's massive. And when you look at some of these things can be very huge undertakings in and of itself, just one little dot on this list. I mean, everything from some of the Allegheny Outdoor Club projects to the Morrison Trail improvements. I mean, there's a lot of different things that are involved with that. So when we look at some of these different projects, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, what is the mission and goal of your organization, and how have you been able to work together to achieve this with some of these local government organizations?
Well, it's kind of a partnership, as I mentioned. The way our organization is set up, covering the 8 counties, we have the potential for 4 voting members from each of the 8 counties. One of those is automatically a county commissioner representative. One is also a conservation district representative. And then we have two at-large positions for each county. So theoretically, we could have up to 32 members on our board. Right now, I think we're probably around 20, early 20s, low 20s, I guess. But, you know, when we started out, you know, we do things on a shoestring. You know, we're not very well funded. Each of the county conservation districts was providing $300 a year as a membership dues. Yeah. And that doesn't even really cover our insurance to operate. So basically our funding stream is a real interesting mix of grant opportunities that we apply for. Some of those grants allow administrative costs or salary costs for the work that we do. Some of them just basically buy materials and supplies, or we're able to hire contractors to do work. And we also act as a fiscal agent for different organizations if they want us to actually manage their funding. Activities like the Allegheny Outdoor Club and the Toy Shop of Warren. We enter into a contract with them, and we, you know, defray some of our costs in doing things by a small annual fee from them. And then certainly we do get a lot of grants and donations from individuals to work on this. And that's one of the reasons why I'm bringing on Sue as my replacement. It's a bigger job, really, than one person can handle to do it all in eight counties. You know, we've been doing okay since 2011, when we became the true 501c3. We've attracted over $4.2 million in grants to
really
support
amazing
projects. And our mission is improving the quality of life or environmental conservation and social well-being, anything that improves quality of life.
See, that's a really amazing thing to see. And actually, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with that is how you are able to work with groups and organizations to be able to accomplish some of these different things. Like, I understand that you're able to help with doing different proposals, such as land conservation or water quality and quantity management or upgrades to recreational facilities. Can you go through and tell us a little bit about how you work with some of the local organizations and groups to do some of these different things, or talk about some of the different projects?
For the most part, I'll let Sue talk a little bit more about that. But kind of in a nutshell, we don't usually dream up our own projects. It's basically our focus is to try to help community groups that don't really have the wherewithal or the resources or the structure to get something done. So we have a simple one-page application that people can download from our website. And it just kind of describes what's the issue that you want to deal with. What do you think is missing, you know, from this equation? And how can we help? So we send those to our various committees on the council. And if they endorse your idea for a project, then we can approve it for either providing technical assistance, which would be planning and helping you develop the project, figuring out those missing links, applying for grants, you know, maybe to help fund the project. And, you know, if the council takes it on, we, you know, some of these things take a while to happen. You know, the Big Bend bird viewing platform up there at Kinzua Dam, I think that was probably a 3-year project from start to finish. But in the end, we had 82 different funders putting money into that project.
Wow. See, that is so cool how you're able to kind of work to help bring people together and facilitate these different things with these organizations, with the government, and with the way that some of these different funding streams operate. Now, when we talk about this, you mentioned that there is a form that's available on your website. Now, what is the best way to find you online? What is that website?
It's www.pennsoil.org.
Okay, perfect. So now, with that being said, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about is your track record, because I understand that you guys have worked with quite a few different groups, including the IRS and the PA Bureau of Charitable Organizations and GuideStar, to be able to make some of these different things happen. Can you tell us what GuideStar is?
Well, GuideStar is a national clearinghouse for nonprofit groups, and basically, if you want to know anything about any charitable organization, you can go on the GuideStar website. You get to, you can, you know, look for information about us as a potential organization to work with, and you can also see a copy of our most recent IRS 990 report, which is the last year's financial records.
That is so cool. It's really amazing how you work to make sure all of this stuff is so clear and concise and easily available for people and open for anyone to be able to look up and find. I mean, really, it's amazing to see the clarity there and really be able to appreciate it, because in a day and age where so many, you know, companies and things have different ways of doing things, you guys make all of your information so available, which is really, really nice. And one of the other things that I wanted to take some time to talk about, while you mentioned some of them, can we go through and just highlight what are your favorite or top projects that you guys have supported here in Warren County? Because I know with the whole eight counties, you guys have done so many projects, and just looking at the list here in Warren County, there's easily well over 20 projects on that list.
Yeah, well, the Big Bend project at Kinzua was probably one of my favorites. Like I said, it took a long time to put it together, and I had to keep kind of slowing the group down a little bit, saying I'm a little bit of a wet blanket, because yeah, we got some money to do this, but you can't do some of these activities until we get the whole piece of the puzzle put together. So, you know, there's, like I said, you're working with people and you got a lot of personalities, and certainly everybody's eager to jump in and do something, you know, to see that progress. But, for instance, you know, we wanted to build the platform and put in a nature trail there as well. And someone said, well, can't we start working on the nature trail? And I said, well, yeah, you can, but you realize that after you build the nature trail, they're going to be going across it to build the platform,
yeah,
which is involves a lot of heavy equipment and so forth. So there's no sense building the trail until we get the platform built.
That's an interesting point that I really hadn't thought about with that. And that is a good way of looking at it, because there's no sense in having people do the work twice or having to do it, you know, double the work. So now when we look at that, and you mentioned that you guys cover a total of eight different counties, what are your favorite projects that you've undertaken overall, encompassing not just Warren County, but some of the others?
Well, the 2 Mile Dam project I mentioned is a huge project for Venango County, and that was sort of like a starting point to build that dam and create the lake. But even since we did that, we also helped build a nature lodge there and make that a handicapped accessible.
Wow.
And we've done the design work for actually a ADA accessible nature trail there, 2 miles long.
Wow.
That hasn't been built yet, but we're still working at trying to find the funding for that, and certainly we've done a lot of projects at Chapman State Park. We've done the Erie Bluffs State Park Trail system,
yeah,
improvements there. We've done dry hydrants to improve rural fire protection all throughout the eight counties.
Oh, wow. So now, how do those work?
Well, it's like putting a straw into a pond and then sucking on the straw. So it's we build a fire hydrant that's not connected to municipal water lines.
Okay,
but
wow.
It gives the fire company the ability to move in quickly and start pumping water and that type of thing.
That's really cool. So now when you mentioned that, that's actually one of the things that I wanted to just kind of hit on a little bit there. So when you mentioned that you've installed these all across, you know, the eight counties that you have, one of the other things that I wanted to ask about is, and when you mentioned how you're able to work with different groups and volunteers, what I was kind of curious about is if people would like to volunteer or get involved with, you know, the Penn Soil Resource Conservation and Development Council, what would be the best way to get in contact with you?
Do you want to handle that soon?
They can call the office. We're located in the Conservation District building on corner of Hatron and Conemongo Avenue. Our phone number is 814-726-1441, and they're going to get our office, our program manager there, Sherry Moore, and she'll direct them to our line. They can also email us at pennsoilrcd@wcconservation.net.
Okay, perfect. And then if you are looking to learn anything more about Penn Soil RC&D, you can look them up at www.pennsoil.org as well. So with that being said, thank you, Sue, and thank you, Wes, for taking the time today to be able to highlight this with me. It's been really, really interesting to learn about some of the different projects that you guys have taken part in here in Warren County and across all the other counties that you have. And it's really been amazing to hear about how you've been able to bring different groups of people together to really accomplish some amazing things.
Well, thank you, Aaron. And I think, you know, they can call and talk to Sue or myself, and Sue is going to be doing some events, public events coming up to try to help, recruit a few new volunteers as well as people who are just interested in our program. And we've got some room on our board of directors across the eight counties. So anybody from one of the other counties that wants to get involved and has a good idea for a project, they're welcome.
We also have a Facebook page that they can check out. So if they look up Penn Soil, RC&D, on Facebook, they'll see what we have going on and where we're going to be at and some of the information about projects that we've done.
Wow. All right. See, that's really amazing to hear about. And we are just so lucky to have the Penn Soil RC&D here in this community, especially when we look at all of these different projects. And I'm just going to go through and talk about a few of these projects that I think, I can verify have affected me, including the Kinzu Beach to Rimrock Trail Project, including the Kinzu Beach Viewing Platform, and including the Morrison Trail Improvements. I mean, as someone that loves to go hiking in this area, I mean, those are all different things that have affected me personally. And I know that if I were to spend a little bit more time looking through the list, I can find quite a few other things that you guys have been able to help with that certainly affect me and definitely affect other people here in Warren County. So if you would like to learn anything more about Penn Soil, you can go to pennsoil.org. And again, thank you guys for joining me. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Mee. You're listening to some of the greatest hits here on 92 Gold. And today, joining me here on 92 Gold is Cassie Damcott, the city administrator. And Cassie, thank you for taking the time today to join me. Really, what I'm excited to talk about is the city of, well, actually, I'm sorry. I'm going to start this over. Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee. You're listening to the greatest hits here on 92 Gold, and today joining me here on 92 Gold is Cassie Damcott from the City of Warren. And Cassie, thank you for taking the time today to join me, because I understand there is an upcoming recycling event that's going to be taking place, and it's open to everyone in the whole county, right?
Correct. So there is going to be two events this summer. One is going to be sponsored by Warren County. One is going to be sponsored by the City of Warren, but that is just the sponsoring agency. That doesn't mean anything. They're both open to everyone in the county. The first one is going to be Wednesday, July 10th. At Youngsville School in their elementary parking lot. That's 27 College Street in Youngsville, for the exact address. But and that'll begin at 9 a.m. And the accepted items are chemicals and electronics, Freon devices and appliances. There is a rate, so you do have to pay to recycle those items, but these are services that your typical trash collection company don't offer. And so the county has been sponsoring two of these pickups every year for the last, I think, about decade.
Oh, wow.
And the city wanted to host one maybe to kind of open it up to more of like the western side or eastern side of the county. Because a lot of people, they think, oh, well, it's in Youngsville. It's only open to Youngsville. That is not the case. So there, like I said, there will be two of them. One will be in July. Like I said, that's the one sponsored by the county. Some of the accepted items are like your paint products, cleaning products, lawn and garden, including pesticides, every type of battery, every type of light bulb, flammable chemicals, pool chemicals. Pretty much any chemical you find in your garage or under your sink is accepted.
What about TVs and things like that?
Yeah, so electronics are also accepted. That includes TVs, computers, laptops, printers, phone units, window AC units. Even if they have Freon in them, those are accepted. So even your older AC units that, you know, don't work anymore after 20 years. Microwaves, mini fridges. Note, mini fridges, not full-sized fridge. Gaming devices like your Xboxes,
computers,
old PS4s.
Like that.
Yep, all of those things. Any device with a cord, a screen, or a circuit board.
Perfect. All right. So now with this event, what I was kind of wondering about is how does this work? Is this like a first come, first serve type thing? You kind of get in line and you drop off your items?
So there is a pre-registration requirement. It's extremely simple. You can do it one of two ways. You can go to www.nobleenviro.com. Again, that's nobleenviro.com. Or you can call their phone number at 412-567-6566. And you can register for the event that way. You do have to be pre-registered. Your rates will depend upon how much your actual turn-in weighs the day of. And there will be like a drive-through lane. They make it as seamless as possible. The county has been doing it with Noble Environmental the last couple of years. And they really, you know, streamline the process. It's in and out. You pay and you're good to go. So
it seems like it's a really easy way for people to do it. And I mean, it's a great opportunity to go through and kind of clean out the garage and just see if there's any of these items here that might be taking up space that you don't really need or use anymore that you can really clean up. And now it really would be the best time to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's spring cleanup is kind of past, but as we get into the nicer weather, I mean, if you're staining the deck and you don't quite finish up the can or, you know, something that you maybe kept in the garage and you don't like that color anymore, you can get rid of it.
So now, with that being said, I understand that that is going to be coming up in July. What's the date of that one more time?
It is Wednesday, July 10th, and that'll start at 9 a.m. Again, that's at Youngsville Elementary parking lot in Youngsville, 27 College Street.
All right, perfect. Cassie, thank you for taking some time today to cover that with us.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.